This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Q. This is Shannon Sebastian, and today is a very special day. I think so. That's what I'm thinking. So, I just wanted to say, first of all, I want to touch up on our last show where we had Buddy the Elf from the Elf Show. I went to that on Sunday. If you guys didn't go there, you missed out huge. It was amazing. It's honestly, it was magical. So, kudos to UACT and everything that they did and all the community members who put in for that. It was a fabulous show. So I wanted to touch base back on that for today's show. But it's the Christmas season.
It is.
Jesus is the reason for the season, everybody.
Amen.
And so today in the studio, coming in and out in this unique fashion, is my family away from home, which is our Premier Insurance family. So we have right now in the studio, because again, we're going to have multiple. Everybody's coming in today. We have Alan Painter, the owner of Premier Insurance, and owns the agency and sponsors this show here in the studio currently. And Logan O'Hara, our newest agent in the office. So we're excited to talk
about that.
The newbie in the office. So first, Alan, thank you so much for sponsoring this show that's for the community and everything that you do for our community on top of that, and also for being just an amazing person to work for.
Well, thank you, Shannon. And, you know, it is an honor to be involved with this show because, you know, when we first spoke about putting on a show like this, it absolutely fits right within my agency's values. You know, giving back. You know, I mean, yes, we're in business. We have to make money. But our first motivation is serving our community. And that's why when you brought the idea of this show, it's like, what a fantastic vehicle. And it's been amazing to watch it transform and continue to transform into a show for the community, by the community. I'm really excited for 22. I'm really excited for the things that we've discussed, and hopefully the show keeps going and reader or listeners jump in and become involved with it.
Well, and tune in, because next week you and I are going to talk about those changes and exciting things coming to the show in the new year. So this year, in April, we celebrated 25 years. So what's that feel like for you to 25 years later be sitting on the radio with me talking about it?
Well, I don't think it's possible, because I think I'm just like 32.
Yeah.
So that means I started when I was seven, right?
Yeah.
It has been a blessing. I mean, the last 25 years, you know, as a community, we've seen a lot of ups, a lot of downs, and the downs have been really a blessing too, to see how our community comes together, and it's been an honor to be a part of that. You know, insurance, I mean, let's face it, insurance is not the most glamorous thing in the world, but it's the people we serve. And ultimately what we do is we make promises to our neighbors that in the time of crisis that we'll be there 24/7. Unfortunately, sometimes those emergencies are 2 a.m, but you know, when snowpocalypse hit, and be able to be out there serving the community and seeing this community serving each other, that was really a blessing to see. No matter what gets thrown our way, we bounce right back up.
Well, and I was have been there over a year now, but was starting to get established and get my...
You've only been there a year?
Just over.
It seems like 10.
Oh.
You know, you're part of the family already.
Oh, you're putting a positive spin on that. So, but when I started, it was like within a few weeks, we had all the fires. So I would tell everybody, boy, I learned trial by fire literally, because I just started answering phones and trying to help the gals, because the phone calls and the people coming in that were stressed about their stuff and wondering if they were going to be okay and what was the best things and the right things to do, and hearing you and Cheryl and Shelley and Brett, you know, talk everybody through it and calm them and give them good advice on what to do, you know, to make sure they were have everything documented and stuff, was it was almost just such a true testament to how you guys are and go above and beyond for your clients that it it instantly gave me a sense of this is where I belong because that's how I am in my life. And just to see that was just so amazing. So to start out a job like that where immediately there was a crisis,
yep,
and see how you guys respond to that, and you going and getting your truck and literally driving through flames, it was just amazing to see the response of Premier Insurance during that time.
Well, you know, we were really blessed during that time because, I mean, most insurance agencies in this community were affected only because of the luck of the draw. We were impacted very, very minorly.
Mm-hmm.
So that allowed us to have human assets, the staff of the office, to go out there and serve the community directly. Mm-hmm. So and also serving other agencies that maybe couldn't get to some of their clients. Well, we were out there. I was out there. Yes, some of the areas I was out, I was really stupid to be at, but you know,
driving through flames and embers, and
yeah, there was
was crazy.
There were some character building moments in that, and I could hear my mother speaking to me from beyond the grave, telling me to immediately reverse course and get the heck out of there. Mom, I listened.
Yes.
I listened. So
everybody's well.
But it was awesome to see the entire community come together because it was the community, once again, that got together and saved so many people's property.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just another crisis that the community has come. Yes, we have professionals, you know, we have firemen, and they did a fantastic job, but they couldn't be everywhere. And to see how the community rose together and helped each other out. We saw it during the fires. We saw it during the snowpocalypse. We're seeing it now during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, it's truly a very special place.
So this is how I'm going to scoot into Logan here, because Alan has children, and I know all of them and love them dearly, but not one of them was really keen on being an insurance agent. So
well,
key us in on that.
I get, you know,
he finally got to his last choice, and by God, here I am.
Well, Logan was my son's best friend growing up, so I'm well versed with him, and I knew Logan's heart. And yes, I was 0-for-4 in the children taking over. I was to the point where I was hoping for a in-law, you know, a son-in-law or a daughter-in-law, but unfortunately my kids are slow on that, so I had to bring in the adopted kid to be the next generation of taking over. And watching Logan in his previous position, he fit the mold of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a person that serves first. It you know, like I said, we are building a business, but it's about serving. The money takes care of itself if you take care of the people. And it's not always the quickest way to make a buck, but it's the most lasting and most fulfilling.
And
that's
yes.
why we were truly excited mm-hmm. to have Logan join the team. And yes, he's the whipping boy now, so we make him water the Christmas tree.
Every day.
Every day, and garbage day. We're still trying to get him taught about Thursday garbage day, but you know, the girls are getting whipped in shape.
Oh yeah,
I just stand back and enjoy the show.
I am gonna come around eventually.
So until Logan came to the office, Alan was the only male in the building.
Yes.
You have helped put some balance in there, I guess.
It was me and Jax, the dog.
That's true.
Those of you who don't know,
Jax,
or we have a German Shepherd, and it was poor me and Jax against all these women. I mean, I joke when I say I was a harem, but, you know, I was more the whipping boy. So it's kind of good. Now I've got another man to take half the lashes. So,
had to bring in some backup.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's like I'm starting to wear out. I'm starting to get old. I can't take the whippings like I used to.
Well, Logan, welcome.
Thank you.
Premier Insurance. Welcome to your queue, and this is your first dose of this as
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have you on many times and talking about your journey and stuff. But you just passed his test.
I did.
Last week.
Yes.
So congratulations. That's so exciting.
Thank you very much.
And now we're just ready to watch you take off and go. So
ready to rock and roll.
So you're going to be starting out in property and casualty, correct?
Yes.
Which
yes.
is going to be like your homes, your cars, your autos, and that type of insurance for people that aren't I guess comfortable or know the verbiage or whatever, but property and casualty. So,
oh, good, Shannon. We're finally getting Shannon trained about property and casualty. She's starting to learn the big words, so it's good to see.
I can spell Medicare, and that's about it.
Exactly. Thank goodness. Because I get to med, and I'm completely tripped up.
So that's what you're starting out with right now, anyway,
yep.
and focusing on that. And tell us what you did before you came here, what your job before this was.
My job before this, I worked for a local company here in town called SysTech Consulting. So they are an IT service company. I was director of sales for them. So a lot of relationship building, a lot of driving around town, walking into businesses, hoping for open doors. Mm-hmm. A lot was locked, obviously, during COVID and things being closed down. So walking in doors, creating those relationships and making sales. And no, it was an awesome experience. Was there for about a year, learned a lot. That was my first sales position. And before that, I worked in human resource recruiting and employment specialty and things along those lines. So
you've really always been where you're out talking with people about things and presenting products or,
yes.
you know, helping people through the process. So you're naturally a nurturer and a human resources person is somebody that helps others and sales. So natural. You're going to be natural.
And a football coach, too. So Logan has coaching on his resume. Which, you know, the teaching aspect is a lot of what we do. And so hopefully he can continue that.
And born and raised?
Yep, born and raised here in Roseburg.
All right, rub it in.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to for a
everyone in the office. Everyone in the office, born and raised, except for one.
Yeah, we have one Californian in the office.
said it. And
so we love California.
And he's the one talking.
Yeah. I had the pleasure of living there for the first 6 years of my life. So it's been 50 years living in Oregon as an Oregonian, and they still won't allow me to have the title. I'm the outsider of the group.
Yeah. Yes, we love you anyway, but I am going to talk about that the whole hour, that we are all born and raised here. So
everyone.
Prepare for that every segment, y'all. It's just going to keep being this recycling
And it's like
about.
I said, who's still the whipping boy, you know?
Yep. It will never live it down.
So, Logan, I always tell Logan when I go into your office sometimes it's like I've been in the insurance business before I came here, health and, you know, this being a property and casualty office until I came, and now we're full service. So if you want everything underneath one roof, you call our office,
exactly.
Which is a big joke that I don't know the phone number. So you call our office at 541-672-9414.
Crushed
really?
It.
Bam, crushed
we're,
that.
We're not telling the audience to Google it this time.
Yeah. I forgot it one day on the show, and I'm like, I don't know, Google me. You probably heard that anyway.
You'll find me.
But just of the wonderful opportunity that Alan's afforded you to come here and help you get started and mentor you and all of that, it's just like I think it's going to take that 10 years down the road before you really get the full effect of what a wonderful opportunity, even though I know you're super grateful for it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a huge blessing. And honestly, not something I expected. Alan pulled me into his office one day, presented me with the opportunity, and I was like, well, shoot, this is something I can't pass up. And, you know,
scary, exciting.
It's very scary and exciting, you know, but growing up, I always wanted to do something with my life where, you know, I was able to impact people in a very positive way, whether that be through business or life. And honestly, I think insurance is exactly that right avenue for me.
Well, if people are interested and you want to help a young man new to the business kick it off with a grand style, call the office.
At where?
At Premier Insurance.
And the phone
541-672-9414.
That a girl.
And our wonderful Brett, who just joined us, will answer the phone. So we're going to talk to her after this segment and commercial. So we'll be right back with your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance. This is Shannon Sebastian. Back in a few.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q. This is Shannon Sebastian, And today I have in the studio our premier insurance family. So Alan's in here hanging out the whole hour with me, and then the others are coming in and out. So we just met Logan, which is our newest agent to the office. And like we said, when you call the number 541-672-9414, Miss Brett, who has just joined us, Brett Stallings, is one of the wonderful voices who will answer the phone. So, Brett, thank you for coming and sneaking away from the office.
Thank you.
We're excited to have you. So, Brett, how long have you been with the agency?
3 years in May.
3 years in May. Time flies.
It really does. You know, and sometimes they think I've been there longer than I have.
So Brett is so wonderful. She helps everybody when they call in and takes the information for the quotes and takes your payments over the phone and reminds you if maybe you're a smidge late. Our gals kind of spoil our clients and definitely have your back. I would say that about Premier Insurance. There's no way anybody could say that we don't have your back because you guys go above and beyond with your customer service.
They do make me look really, really good.
Really good.
Well, we were excited to be given the opportunity to have Brett come join the family because, you know, even we do offer all lines of insurance, but I've always been partial to ag, farms, ranches, wineries, that type of thing. And Brett's passion is horses. And so she understands the language that our horse clients have. So I was really excited to have the opportunity to bring her because she's taught me a lot that I didn't know and helped me be better at my job. So it was good. So, you know, we appreciated her joining the family.
This has been a great opportunity. No, and I've actually learned so much from Alan, and I just absolutely love working there. It's a great family.
It is. We are wild. A wild bunch. That's what I proclaimed on the show last week when I said we were going to be on here. I'm like, you don't know what's going to happen when we have Premier Family Insurance in the house. Like, because we are, or I should say, our Premier Insurance family, put it in that order.
We are also Premier Family Insurance, too. You know, I mean, we do give Premier Insurance to all families. So.
But Brett, your family had been insured there. Like, I had been insured there almost 25 years before I came to work there. So it's funny how a lot of us were clients before staff, you know.
Yeah, my parents had their insurance with Alan for quite a few years, especially my dad's business, you know. So we've known Alan for a while. So it was a great opportunity, you know, and it was funny because, speaking of horses, I was actually riding for a horse trainer when I was offered this great opportunity.
And it is. And, I mean, just in the amount of time that I've been there, I've just seen your growth through Alan's always looking for educational opportunities for all of us in the office, for classes or courses or anything, encouraging you all to take them in whatever you're interested in learning. And so I have seen you just in my time there grow so much, and it's been exciting. And now you guys are studying like crazy and doing that as partners, which is really cool. And now we have Logan, who just passed his test. So I just feel like we're about ready to have this explosion of excitement happening.
Well, you know, I've always, you know, seen an employee, you can really tell the value of an employee. I mean, it's easy to see the value that a good employee like Brett and the rest of the family brings to our customers. But a really valuable employee makes everybody around them better, helps us all to learn, because everybody has their own point of view, their own life topic, their own passions. And to be able to, you know, like I said, I've been in the farm and ranch market since I joined the insurance world back with Farm Bureau Insurance, holy smokes, 34 years ago. And so this has always been my background, and I always thought I understood equine and those things, and having Brett come in and teach me things, and she's made me better at my job. So, you know, and that's to me is a real value. Yes, first and foremost, that we deliver on the customers, but to make each other better and to challenge each other to be better, to learn more. I mean, Brett gets into studying a course, and then pretty soon, okay, somebody else is doing that. You know, so we challenge each other to become better at serving our customers.
Well, and I think seeing the growth when they take these classes or courses is kind of like, oh, I can really tell, you know, that she's communicating easier with people or learning a new verbiage or however, like you've taken marketing classes and sales classes and all kinds of different things. And it's like you can always see whatever you've gleaned from that course shine through then in your presentations when you're talking to people. And so I just think it's really awesome that, Alan, you offer that to people and encourage it as well, because, you know, he encourages us to do that while we're there and not in our spare time. And so I think that's super valuable.
Well, I think, our agency is truly a testament to America. We all come from varied backgrounds. And some of us have college degrees. Some of us don't. I basically right out of high school when I was given an opportunity like this. And it still shows that through hard work, dedication to improving yourself, that we're still blessed to live in a country where you can achieve everything that you want if you're willing to embrace and challenge yourself. And it's exciting to see when we bring on the next generation and Brett and Logan and seeing them rise up, because even though there's a lot of doubters out there, I can tell you, the next generation is ripe to take things over, to take the reins and continue the great things that we've seen that we were blessed to have from the greater generation, you know, our parents from World War II, and to see them rise up, it's been fantastic.
Well, and so Brett, when people call in, you do all kinds of things and help in so many ways all the time. I mean, people call in and I give a disclaimer that I'm the health insurance agent in the office immediately. So I'm like, oh, let me get Brett. Or whoever it may be. But you're definitely like a go-to person for me when I need something. You and Cheryl are just such a godsend. So I can't imagine not having you there and it being somebody different and your love of your horses. So you work and then you take off and you go work your horses. You told me today you were so proud you got all three of them done the other night. And it's like, so your days are long. You have long days.
I do. I usually get home about 9 o'clock. And that's sometimes an early night for me.
Yeah. So Brett gives riding lessons to younger riders, and you're involved in a horse club.
Yeah, Oregon Dressage Society. I'm not as involved as I used to be, but I'm still pretty involved in it.
And so, I mean, you are very active, and you're in the community, and you, in the rodeos you guys ride, and so parades and things. You just do so much in the office, outside of the office, and I think that's kind of who Premier Insurance is too. You know, we're helping out wherever and doing whatever we can, all of us individually. So what is next for Brett is trying for your license then. So this is exciting. So maybe we'll have news to report in the next month. So
yes, hopefully I can pass my test.
No, you'll do it. You'll do it. And so when you call into Premier Insurance, this is one of the lovely ladies that answers the phone all the time, and we'll meet Cheryl in a while when she shows up with no flat tires and no...
Do you really think she's going to make it?
I'm hoping. We're going to have to send out a party, party. But anyway, so Brett, it's super excited to be here. So one of the things I said, because it's Christmas time, I was going to ask.
Oh, no, we're not singing, are we?
No.
Okay.
You can wipe that bead of sweat off your brow now, Alan. What is your favorite Christmas tradition or Christmas carol or?
Well, I really don't have a favorite Christmas carol. Christmas tradition, ooh, that's a hard one.
Or movie or show. We talk about these things all the time.
Well, movie is easy. I think my all-time favorite Christmas movie is The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Hands down, probably. I can watch that movie 100 times. And I usually do. I usually do. You know, I usually watch it probably, about 100 times.
That's a lot. Alan, favorite Christmas tradition, Christmas song, Christmas movie?
Oh, the greatest tradition that I like is that every Christmas Eve, we go up to the in-laws' house.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with my wife's grandpa, that he would sit down with all the kids and do the night before Christmas. And since he's passed on, to see that pass to my father-in-law, and to see all these little kids just clamoring around Grandpa, hearing him, you know, do the night before Christmas. Great photo moments, mm-hmm. and it just epitomizes what it's all about in family. So it's good. That and putting on about 12 pounds of overeating, you know, that's always a plus.
Yeah, well, and thank you to our generous clients who have been so gracious and kind and brought in goodies for us. I think that 12 pounds is quite easily going to happen this year. So
I stepped on the scale at the doctor. It is not pretty, people. It is not pretty. But that doesn't mean stop. I mean, keep bringing those goodies. I mean, they will not go to waste.
We are grateful. I look at them like once an hour almost. Well, so.
Yeah, especially after tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Christmas Eve dinner at the office.
Tomorrow we feast.
And it's one of those things years ago in my own family, I stepped up and I've always done all the cooking on the holidays. I figured mothers worked very hard all the rest. It's least we men can do is step up on holidays. So I will be barbecuing a prime rib for the office tomorrow.
And it's a good prime rib.
Right? Isn't it so good, Brett? We're going to brag about that.
Well, don't brag too much. It's not that big of a prime rib. We may have neighbors.
It doesn't really matter. It's awesome.
So.
Yay! We've got another one of our crew coming in. See, we're just going to keep having people come in and out and talk and chat. So super excited for that. So I have to say, I'm such a musical person like Cheryl. I just love music. So for me, I'm going to say mine's going to be a song, and my Christmas song is Mary, Did You Know? And everybody knows I love it, and I'm really picky about versions.
And you probably cry every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a soul, and it touches me.
Absolutely.
And I cry all the time. Everybody knows that. Not really. I don't really want to, but I do, because I'm happy cry, or I'm empathetic cry. I'm a crier. Try not to be, but I do sometimes.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's kind of, when everybody talks about Christmas songs, the first one that pops in my mind is Elvis doing Blue Christmas. And really? And the reason is because of New Year's or Christmas Eve at my in-law's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have that, I'll have a blue, you know, it's ingrained in your brain. It's like, so it's like once it's in there, it can't get out. So it's stuck in my head from Turkey Day till Christmas. And then by New Year's, we wash it out and start over. So.
See, I think it's so fun that we like find these little tidbits out about each other and stuff. And well, we're going to go to a break. And then when we come back, we're going to have one of our other agents in the office. So we'll be right back. This is Shannon Sebastian with Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Woo. Sorry about that. That was loud. As I fell into the microphone. So welcome back to Your Cue. Today's a special day. We are having our premier insurance family in the studio. So we've had Logan in, who's our newest agent, and then Brett, who is one of the front office staff and helps answer the phones and is the friendly voice that you hear a lot of the times. And now we have another one of the agents in the office, Shelly Carlson. Shelly, thanks for coming down.
Thank you for having me, Shannon.
We're excited.
Fun to finally be here.
So, Shelly, tell everybody how long you've been at the Premier Insurance family.
Well, to answer Alan's question,
she wouldn't tell me.
December is my anniversary month, and I am rolling into my 12th year.
12 years.
In a row.
I guess that's a key thing. So, Shelly in the office is, I call her the mini market queen, because I swear she has all these mini markets in underneath her little commercial portfolio, and they are just her people. They love and they call her, and they rely on you so much. So it's funny how I tap into little different things like that. But tell us the different lines that you do, Shelly, at the office.
I am primarily commercial, but I will do all personal lines as well. Need a bond. It's funny that you mentioned mini markets when I've been around construction my entire life, and that's always been kind of my sweet spot. So whenever I can, I like to help the contractors, especially the ones that are new venture, just getting rolling, and it's nice to start and watch them grow.
That is exciting, mm-hmm. to get somebody in and they start out with two or three people, and then the next thing you know, they're 13 or 20, or more.
Different divisions, and to have those conversations.
That is one of the most mm-hmm. exciting things about, you said, the previous 25. To see some of these businesses that started at just about the same time that I did, you know, mm-hmm. started on a wing and a prayer, and to see where they're at today, how they're grown and become such important parts of our community. And I mean, it's been exciting to see it. And it's kind of neat to see the next generation now, as we see Logan starting in our business, the next generation of business people, you know, those 20-something, 30-something starting out and getting ready to watch their put that fingerprint on the community. Mm-hmm. So it's been really fun.
And so Shelley, This is the theme going on for the show. Clarify for me, were you born and raised in Douglas County?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, I just love this so much, everybody.
Now,
sorry.
Now I hope Douglas County gets to see a little bit of my life. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to definitely come across like a stinker today, but I'm kind of having fun with this, and I'm not even going to lie about it.
Yeah,
I'm feeling one bit guilty at all.
I tell people, you know, it's like I'm owner and title only. They let me be boss until on payday. Only until the day I deliver checks. That's why I hold off on those things till late in the afternoon, so I can get me a whole day of being the boss. So,
that's the secret.
Everybody's getting a taste of what I have to deal with. The glamour of being a business owner. No.
Yes.
The whipping boy.
Yeah.
The whip.
You are an angel. I know it's in my contract. I'm not allowed to say pleasant, positive things about you. So,
well, and because we're on the radio,
the cookie jar. So,
yeah.
But so Shelley's been there, and she. Now I learn these things because I've only been there a year. Like how things happen. So she has painted things, and she's a handywoman as well. So if there's something like, oh, this is just a little different in the ladies' bathroom, I'm going to fix that. This is Shelley. And she cracks me up. So yeah,
a resident remodeler.
Yeah. Oh, this needs a little painting, a little dab of here or there. I'm just going to do it. So she's an agent extraordinaire because she does all kinds of things in the office.
It's simply decompression. We all have our things we do, and that's what works for me.
Well, today I had a pleasant surprise. Teresa from Atrial Health Plan showed up and gave me this sweet little gift, and it was a succulent in a cute little jar with beads and or little rocks and stuff like that. And I instantly knew I had to go to Shelley and tell her, I have this thing that is going to rely on you to coach me to keep it alive. Because she's also our plant aficionado. So.
A succulent?
A succulent, yes. It kind of looks like a cactus almost, yeah. But it's not.
But it's not.
They're called succulents.
It's an imitation cactus?
No. No, not an imitation.
I'll show you at the office tomorrow.
Okay. She's convinced that she is going to kill everything she touches.
I do. Ask my mom.
Yeah, only Shannon Black Thumbs could kill a cactus.
I could claim that to fame, probably, honestly. I appreciate the thought behind this gift, and I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it the college try and the 110. I'm all in on this succulent, people.
Sounds like a good office pool. Mm-hmm. How long before Shannon kills the succulent?
Well, if anybody bets on it living, you're the loser already. but Shelley's going to coach me. And so anyway, you are a woman of many talents. But one of the things I want to say is when I had COVID, and I've already shared that on air that I had it and how awful it was and how ill I was, I came into the office. It was my first outing. My husband drove me in, and I walked through the door, and Brett was on the phone, and Shelley saw me and was the first one to kind of come towards me. And just even seeing her familiar face, I dropped and bawled, and she caught me. And so it's like, it's so much more than a coworker in our office. It's so much more than that, because that was genuine emotion, and still mm-hmm. now both of us are tearing up even talking about it. But I just want to thank you for that. Thank you for being both such important people in my life and cheerleaders and encouraging me and when I came there being welcoming. And Premier Insurance is far more than an insurance company. It is a family. It is good people helping good people. And we're just there for each other. So yes. That moment's always going to be special to me. And you will forever be special to me, mm-hmm. as you know, and Alan as well.
Now you're saying it because we're on the radio.
No, I don't actually have enough money to pay to not, you know, say so many complimentary things because I always compliment you, but then I'm told, no, you can't say, let people know I'm a good guy.
Something you just can't fake. And that was a for real moment.
Yeah, it was very, very genuine. But
it's definitely, you could see that I wish I could tell the world that I'm this genius that put together this fantastic group of people. But be honest with me, we've got to give the Lord all his credit because mm-hmm. there's no Absolutely. Way any person could bring together this diverse personalities, diverse mm-hmm. backgrounds, and have them mesh. I mean, in my 25 years, I think I've only fired one person. I mean, that's unheard of. So why is that? Yeah, we have a good place to live, but the Lord's blessed me in bringing you all to me, and I wish I could take more credit, but it belongs to him.
Mm. Well, I remember when I was trying to figure out what I'm doing in life and where am I going and what am I doing, I came to you as somebody that was in the insurance business to have that person to bounce off of and that stuff, and you had said, whatever you do, you're going to be fine. Because you're you, but just listen to the whispers that the Lord says in your ear. And honestly, in that moment when you said that, I instantly knew what my answer already was. Like, there was no going back after that. It was just like I had already been having those whispers. And then when you said, listen to the whispers, you know, that the Lord's putting in your ear, it was like, well, they weren't whispers anymore. It was like, this is what you're doing, like a bullhorn. So, so I do think, believe, you know, the Lord and our Savior is brought all of us together in our time of whatever, however we've all come in different ways, but it's just been kind of magical and it gets crazy around there and we have a good time. And I know I feel blessed. So,
well, I do. I do keep you guys on the toes. You know, we got,
yeah, you do.
I think our
few little pranks here and there just to keep them on their toes, you know, yeah. Keep things loose.
Our agency is dictionary definition of anomaly. Yeah. That's what makes us beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it's awesome. Well, Shelley, we didn't ask you yet. What's your favorite Christmas tradition or Christmas carol or Christmas show or?
Tradition. Is exactly
Cheryl's
that.
In the house.
Elvis has entered the building.
Sorry, this is like Elvis entering the building. Okay, Shelley, one more time.
Absolutely. favorite coffee. Coffee. Morning, noon, and night.
Oh, this coffee. And your Christmas tradition or song or?
Would be, honestly, Nat King Cole.
Oh, you're going classic too.
Yeah, Christmas song. Mm. That kind of just says the tone.
Okay, do you cry too? See, I got picked on. You cry too. I knew it. I knew it, girl.
Deep, smoky voice, huh?
Yeah. Well, Shelley, you're just a joy to work with, and thank you for coming down today. And if anybody wants to call commercial or contractors, because that's your heart spot, you said.
And mini marts.
And mini marts.
If there are any out there that she doesn't have yet insured, you're missing the boat. There's one or two out there, so.
Well, if there is, I'd like them just to call in to know who the heck you are, because all the cool kids are with Shelley for that. So you best be calling. And that number again, because this is why I'm getting picked on, is 541-672-9414. No need to Google. Just got it loud and clear.
But you can Google it.
And we do have a high Google reviews. Yep. So we'll be right back in just a moment with your cue here on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. And as you might have heard before the break, Alan yell, Elvis is in the building. That's because we have the one, the only Cheryl Carnes, our office goddess, in the building. This
is amazing. That. Office goddess.
I'm just creating it. You call her all. I mean, I don't even know how many titles this woman has had because she does everything underneath the sun in that. Really, she runs the show.
She's honestly. You know, I said earlier about me being boss on payday. Like to introduce you to the boss every other day.
Yes. Cheryl, thanks for coming. We joked around about you getting a flat tire and not making it. So thank you
I
for coming.
I didn't get a flat tire.
Yes. And she came in, everybody. So Cheryl, how long have you been at the Premier Insurance family?
I just started my 26th year.
26 years. Yep. That's amazing.
Yep.
It is amazing.
It was us. I started the agency and a few months later.
Us against the world.
She walked in the door and has never left.
Not that he didn't try to get me to. He fired me several times, but.
Yeah, and she's fired me more.
I could probably get fired 3 times a day just joking around. The silliness that we have in the office is kind of funny. But if you have ever been to our office, we have these awesome fish tanks, and everybody can thank Cheryl for those. She loves her fish and her babies. And so she's the one that keeps us in line with all of that. I mean, honestly, Cheryl, you do everything underneath the sun in this office. So, and you were also one of the people that I came to when I was coming over to bounce things off of and say, I just don't even know what to do, and cried there at your desk and all of it. So to me, you're a godsend, and I can only imagine what it's been like for Alan all these years to have you there. And
well, it is beyond blessing.
Right.
You go back to our early days, and one thing I was very short of was money. I was starting a new business. I had a young family at home, and I had Janet Domenico, was like my second mother. She was working for me for free, and then Cheryl joined us, and she knew I couldn't pay anything, but she stuck with me, and not really sure why, but it was because of these people. You know, I reference how the Lord brought together the right people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, He brought together the right customers who came to our agency, and it's been a blessing for 25 going on. Now we're heading to our 50th year, so you know, and Cheryl's been an important and critical part of that whole journey.
Well, Cheryl, I know you've shared with me, like, you've seen, like, where the parents or the grandparents were insured, and then the...
When you become a member of the Premier Insurance Group family, you are family till the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Generation after generation.
And so that's kind of neat to hear Cheryl talk about, I remember when your parents got their license, or, you know, and... So I think that's also something that's so special about the office, because sometimes people, there isn't longevity in certain other businesses. And so they know you. I mean, people text you on your cell phone. You are so available to our clients. It's crazy. The value that you bring to the office is just, it's priceless. I mean, it's just,
To see the passion and emotion that our staff, puts into every single client, you know, and it does have its costs. I mean, it seems like lately I walk into the office and I see tears flowing, and you know, we've lost an important member of our family.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's the price for putting yourself out and loving on people.
Right.
And as a measure of a business, you know, yes, it's sad, but it's also, you know, brings pride in me to see the investment emotionally my team, my family has put into our clients. And, you know, I always tell mm-hmm. people, from the cradle to the grave, we're there. And I get to see that every day.
Yeah. And it definitely is difficult, and had some tears this morning, actually. And yeah. But it's like we all rally around each other and get us through it if there's a lost person or loved one or whatever, and we get through that. So, Cheryl, you I know you love all the titles that we give you at the office. Joke
and refuses every one.
And
of
refuses
them.
All of them.
And
no.
And yes.
Yeah.
Cheryl, where were you born? I mean, while we're on the
oh,
plane.
Oh yeah, Cheryl.
I mean, one more whipping boy over here.
By chance, Cheryl, were you born in raised in Douglas County?
I am one of the five. Yes. Yes. Not an odd man out.
Yep. I feel like Sesame Street. One of these things doesn't look like the other.
Yeah. Five and one.
Five and one. Well, yeah. Well. We love you anyway.
Uh-huh.
But other than the titles that we try to say, Cheryl, in bodies, mom and grandma are her pride. You are an amazing mother to your children. Just to see how you love on them and talk about them and are there for them. Honestly, it's inspiring. So I just want to first say I look up to you on how you are with your children and then how you are with us in the office. So
are you saying I'm the mama bear?
Understatement.
That one fits pretty good.
That one's kind of an understatement. That's like a duh.
Yeah.
Duh. Yes, she is.
Yeah, she is.
Good luck trying to get in
absolutely.
And get to one of us or be mean to one of us. Yep. That we are so protective of each other. That's one thing I think if somebody came in and tried to be rude to one of us, good luck. You're not going to come out on the good side of that because we're so loving and protective of each other. We really are that group.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Jax
would get him anyway. Yeah, yes.
Absolutely. But it is. It's like if you need loving, these are the people that deliver it. You know,
yep.
If you want to come home, mm-hmm. then that was my whole business plan, just to make a place that's home. And I think we've accomplished that with the people we have.
I could talk to Cheryl for an hour, even though she's not saying much, but I could brag on you for an hour. Maybe that's what I should say, because you are such a key, important part of our office. And I'm so excited you came down here. She wasn't really too thrilled with this idea, everybody. So this is big for Cheryl to come down here. And Alan, thank you for sponsoring the show. And thank you for everything you do in the community and for getting our lunches all the time. Right, Cheryl?
Yes, sir.
Well,
Main job.
Yes, we love that. So, well, I can't believe we're already to the end of the show.
Absolutely. Well, I've got to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Please be safe. We've got some weather coming in. It could be a challenge. So please be safe and keep checking trip check if you're going to be on the road.
Yes. Merry Christmas from the Premier Insurance family to you.
We love you.
All right. Bye, Douglas County. See you next week on Your Cue.